Hey everybody, this is Brian from Surf Guru with your Wipeout Wednesday and Thursday Surf Report, brought to you by the Gnarly Charlie Grom Series. So it's my birthday today, and hey, Murphy's Law is kicking in hard for me. I was hoping to take the afternoon off and maybe do a little surfing this afternoon and just relax. But yep, no waves, and we're having website problems. I don't know if it's a little residual leftovers from yesterday's Cloudflare issue that took down like half the internet, but the Amazon server that is hosting our streaming server is just not communicating with the outside world. Amazon, I guess, is working on it, and as soon as they get it straightened out, the cameras should come back online for everybody. We were also planning to test run a new pre-roll advertisement on the cameras that's supposed to be shorter and more skippable than the ones we're running right now through Google using our new advertising partners. But I'm going to push that one back because with this issue with Amazon right now, I don't want to throw extra fuel on the fire of things that may or may not work. So hey, silver lining though, the cameras might not be running, but there's not much to look at. There's not a lot of surf out there today. I can still kind of see what's going on because the images for the cameras are still working normally. So we got those like live images that pop up on the player because those run independent from the Amazon streaming server. And I'm not seeing much going on out there. Maybe you could see some knee-high sets now and again, maybe even a thigh-high in the better spots, but that's going to be super duper lucky and far in between. We do have light winds and pretty clean conditions otherwise, but just not too much going on. You might check the better spots for these small surf conditions like Jetty Park at the Cape or Jacksonville Pier. That might be your best bet. Now we're dropping off again tomorrow on Thursday back to the small to flat range. And looks like we're going to stay small to flat for the rest of the work week and probably on Saturday. Looks like winds are going to turn to the north on Sunday, which could bring us a little bump for later in the day and maybe even the start of Monday morning. But again, don't expect a whole lot from that. So I'll be back on Friday to let you guys know if any of that changes. And as soon as I see that the cameras are back up and running, I'll put a note there in the surf port letting everyone know we're back in action. So enjoy the rest of your day, and thanks again for checking out Surf Guru.